Hello, my name is Larry Killip. I come from New Zealand. Somewhere along the way, I released an album called When I Was a Boy. This is a compilation album of songs that I'd done some time ago. All great songs. The sort of album that you would get if you love just listenable, memorable tracks, you know, here they all are in a row. I'm going to go through the song list on the album and talk a little bit about each song. The first one, It's Only Human Nature. Well, that actually was written about my split up with my ex-wife back in the 90s when that all happened. It was all about, you know, it's just human nature, these things happen. Some of us, you know, we don't mean what we say, we don't mean what we do. It's only human nature. And that's where that came from. But in fact, the song went on to win me second in the pop vocal category in an international song competition. And I think the song actually came first. I've got a medal and a badge up there somewhere, you know, it was a big deal at the time. Naked in the Rain, that's track number two. Well, I don't remember a lot about why I wrote that, but there you go. It's a good full-on thing, and I like energy. It's got good energy, and I like that. My Queen Bee, well, that was my experiment with sort of dancey modern track sound, and I noticed that on American iTunes, for example, it seems to have a very healthy grey bar next to it, which means that there's at least a few people listening to it anyway. I had a girlfriend called Marie, and I wrote a country song about Marie, and it's called Marie, funny enough, and it's on the album, and it's track number four. There is no one else that looks up to me quite the way she does, that dear sweet Marie. The song after that, Johnny is a Runner. Well, Johnny is a Runner, see, I'm from New Zealand, and New Zealand was, you know, famous for its runners back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and we had a great runner called John Walker, and it was common too, you know, where I live, to just get up early in the morning and see runners, you know, doing their thing, practicing out in the rain and the cold. And that is, you know, how they became heroes at the Olympic Games. That's how they did it. They were just there doing it. And I happened to live in an area where they were, quite a few of them actually, were always there. The next song, Pacific Parade. Well, there is a street called Pacific Parade and there is a house in it, and that's where I wrote the song. And it's north of Auckland in a beautiful setting called the Whangaparoa Peninsula. And on the Whangaparoa Peninsula, you know, the whole thing sticks right out, if you like, being a peninsula. But, you know, from any house along the bay there, you can see the sea, you can see the moon, you can see the whole thing. It's just absolutely beautiful. So my ex-sister-in-law lived in this house at Pacific Parade, and I wrote the song there one night. Free to Spin is the next song, and it's just a great song, and it actually features the players from my earlier band, Larry and the Ladders. But I'm not quite sure what drove me to write it. I can't remember now. It was just one of those things. But it's a great track. I think so anyway. Then we have I'll Always Be There. Now, I'll Always Be There, that's interesting because it started off, I wrote that for an ad. That was on an ad in Auckland, New Zealand for Sunbeam Appliances. Now, they made toasters and things like that. And I'll Always Be There. It was one of those warm and fuzzy ads where, you know, granddad with the kids, and it was always like, you know, you can rely on this brand, it will always be there. So it was so good, I thought, that I turned it into a song. And of course, I moved away from the branding. I just made it into the song that it is. Moonlight Silver Beams. Okay, well, that one, that's a special song to me. I worked very, very hard on that. And the way I recorded it too was interesting. I know I had a four-track tape recorder at one point, and I did some vocals on that and synced it up with the digital door that I had at the time. And then I had an old piano in my house upstairs that was a bit dodgy, but I had a great piano player I used to know. He's sadly passed away now. And he came here one day and I said, John, would you mind playing this piano part on the song for me, you know, on this piano? And of course, John was one of those people that he just loved to play. So whether the piano was slightly under par, that never bothered him. He just did it. And his performance on that song is absolutely beautiful. It's just really, really nice. the title track of the CD, When I Was a Boy, well, it's about when I was a boy. I grew up in a small gold mining town called Thames, which is about an hour and a half out of Auckland in New Zealand, and a very special place a long time ago. As I grew up there, it was just magic, and all those wonderful memories have stayed in my mind. It's a tourist town now. I mean, some of the old gold mines are still there. We used to play in them as kids, you know. Those were the days, the halcyon days, as they say. A Sydney sunny day, I wrote that in Sydney, and we were on holiday, and we were in this particularly nice area of Sydney, and it all just came to me, really, as these things do. The last track on the album is called Radio Man. Well, that's, again, very special to me. My father used to fix radios, and the song is dedicated to my dad. My dad actually brought my brothers and I up. My mother left when I was about seven, and my dad sort of didn't want to put us into a home, so he decided he would hang in there and basically look after us and bring us up, and that is what he did. You know, we had these great evenings where he'd get a radio set in from one of the neighbours that he had to fix, and he'd have it there, and he'd be poking the screwdriver, and it would be sparking and cracking and all sorts of things, and it was just fantastic. And those memories, you know, they lingered, and it was a special song about the radios and about bringing us up. So I basically, you know, all those ideas came into one place and became the song Radio Man. So it's a great little album with all these interesting things going on. I do highly recommend it. Of course I would, but it's just a unique and interesting collection of great melodic songs written the way they used to be. When I Was a Boy, released by Gap Music in the UK. It's pretty much available everywhere. You get it on Amazon, iTunes, and a myriad of other download sites. Just enter the name Larry Killip, K-I-L-L-I-P, search Larry Killip, and up it will come. And this has been a Larry Killip podcast, larrykillip.com.